heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FN Talk 106.5.
Cowboys are
text line if you want to be in touch with the show. The Mallory Piping text line 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program, Del Jackson in about an hour, and then the 11 o'clock hour, former state senator Dick Brubaker. So please make sure you stay tuned for that. Joining us now, he's one of our Monday regulars from Citronelle State, Representative Shane Stringer. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're kind of the man of the moment here. I think this big Creek Lake controversy, and you got out in front of it. I had a public comment last week portion, and it seemed to have sent a very clear message. But what's the latest? What can you tell us?
Well, we've got a vote coming up in committee this week in Montgomery on Wednesday, and hoping we can get that out of committee on the House. It's going to be presented in committee for the first time in the Senate. There is a public hearing there, so we'll hopefully people will show up to give comments and support the bill. We'll see how that goes. I think everything's looking good as of now. We, you know, I did meet with Miles last week and some discussions there, and they are considering opening the lake back up. So, you know, that's the right thing to do. And let's get this resolved and get back to normal with the lake and let people have access to what is a public lake.
Well, tell me this, Representative. When you talk to Maz, is it more of like, okay, we want to meet somewhere in the middle, or is it pretty much, hey, is that even on the table, or is it just a matter of trying to get back to normal like it had been all these years?
Well, they are preferring to meet in the middle, and they're wanting to open it back up and maybe put some rental boats in place and no swimming, no other activities other than bank fishing and maybe some rental boats, which, you know, the citizens ain't going to go for that, and I ain't neither. Something, you know, that's not acceptable. And basically they're saying that the closure is a preventive measure to deal with invasive species like the zebra snail or mussel and some of the invasive grasses. But the fact is, you know, we've had all of this. That's been an issue for the history of the lake and never been anything that we couldn't control. And, you know, my belief is that it can be controlled now. There are measures that can be put in place to help, you know, to deal with that if we have that problem. And, you know, I think closing the lake before, you know, as a preventive is not going to work. You know, as I told them, we could prevent wrecks on Highway 45 by either shutting it down or either cutting the speed limit from 55 down to 20, but nobody's going to want to do that. And I think what we've done here with the lake is unreasonable. And I think that, you know, it ain't like that Moss is not financially stable and have the money to address issues if they come up. That's the whole purpose for having money. So I think that, they've got the money to address issues and problems. If we have any, you know, they could very easily open this back up.
Well, and the timing of this, and I know we probably talked about it, it just seemed all so sudden, right? Like, oh, we're going to do this. And I think the big component of this, at least for a lot of our listeners that care about this, was, right, you didn't really have a due process. You didn't really have a fair process. You had a public hearing, and it wasn't taken seriously that this was not really done in a way that had any sort of public buy-in.
No, they did not. Matter of fact, the only public hearing they had was after the fact, after it was closed, and nothing prior to that to get input or discussion. And, you know, even during the public hearing last week, one of the mall's representatives even said that, you know, basically said the citizens around the lake and out in that area don't matter to them, that only the citizens that are their customers is the ones that matter. And that's not a good look. That's not a good approach. You know, we're all neighbors and should be good neighbors and try to work together and work with each other. And I don't think that was done at all in this process. And, you know, definitely something's got to be done different than what we've done.
Yeah, and, you know, there ought to be some kind of formal process here for this to happen. Even if they come to the table and they say, okay, we'll concede this, we'll concede that, and it's like mutually agreed upon, how do you keep this from happening? And not just necessarily Big Creek Lake, but any body of water that a water board or water authority seem fit to just, you know, act on without any sort of input.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some legislation in place to address this. You know, I know Senator Chris Elliott's been looking at some of the boards and some of the stuff he's been involved in with the sunset committees. And, you know, we have got to find a way to keep this in check. You know, we've seen an unchecked balance during the COVID with, you know, how all that was handled, you know, by unelected officials shutting down the public and shutting down churches and everything else. And we've got to find a balance to put something in place to address this to where we're not dealing with this again in the future.
Right. And, I mean, it's not just that this issue in particular, but all of these water boards, and I don't know if they are, you know, I guess they're designed to kind of do what they do, but there's like a wholesale problem here. You look at what happened in Pritchard last week. You know, the one you always hear about is obviously Birmingham and the way they act. And there's a problem with this structure, this way of handling municipal water supplies, et cetera, that I don't, you know, I think it could, you know, just, and I don't know what the solution is, Representative, but it seems like it could be a whole lot better.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we're definitely going to have some checks and balances in place for situations to address financial issues like the Pritchard situation or the checks and balances to deal with the situation where they, a board really wasn't even a board, come to find out it's the staff that made, the director that made the decision to close the lake down, and the board just agreed with it. But, you know, I think there's got to be some checks and balances in place to address this. And, you know, the fact that the state has put over 900,000 bass in Big Creek Lake, and for them to come in and shut it down, you know, that's not possible. It's a public lake, public waterway. You know, so we have got to figure out a way to keep this from happening, because, you know, that's like them trying to say that they're going to allow bank fishing and rental boats. That's not acceptable. Not going to happen, you know, with all the money the state's put in it, with it being a navigable waterway. You know, and then they've hired the sheriff's department to do the security out there. And, you know, and if they arrest somebody on the water, that's not going to be good, because it's going to be an unlawful arrest if they get them on the water.
Right. So, and you know, that's with these water boards right now, there are like so many degrees of separation if you look at it. And like, there's not that necessarily should be like elected positions, but they're appointed and they go through, I guess, some kind of process to come to be. And there's no accountability. If they do something like this, that they need to be looking over their shoulder and engaging the court of public opinion, which is what matters here. You know, what do the voters want? What do they think? And any sort of reaction to it?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we've got to get back to. I think the people on these boards and even in elected positions have forgotten who they answer to. And, you know, it's all about public perception. And if the people are not happy, then we're not doing something right. and we need to address it. And I think that's what you've seen with the last presidential election. People are totally dissatisfied with the way government is going and that things need to change. And I think, you know, the biggest change is listening to our customers, listening to our constituents and seeing what they've got to say.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. We'll transition to this, and I guess this was the biggest news last week. It's more of a Senate story, but gambling dead for this legislative session. So the Senate's not going to take it up, and we already know the House's position. You breathe on a sigh of relief upon the heels of that news?
Yeah, I think that, it was a little too late for them to even bring it, for it to be brought up. You know, it needed, that's a very complicated issue and lots of, heated and spirited debates that come with that. And I think it was, probably going to need a lot more time than what's allowed. But yeah, I'm glad to see it's dead for now. And, that was, probably not the best move to bring it up right now, but, I think that, we all represent our districts and do what our districts want and stuff. So, hopefully they'll, keep it in the Senate and we don't have to deal with it this session for now.
Well, I just say this. I mean, it doesn't happen this year. We're pretty sure it won't happen in 2026. That fourth year is a pretty quick legislative session. And depending on who the next governor is, and no one seems to, we kind of have an idea among two candidates, but I don't see either one of them really running on the idea of legalizing or legitimizing some of the gambling in this state. Do you think there's an appetite for this? If we're, and I guess it's sort of a law enforcement question. If we're not going to do the big comprehensive package, is it time to start thinking about cracking down on some of the illegal operators in a more serious way than we are now?
100%. I think we should have already done that from the get go and really not sure why we hadn't. That's what I'd like to see is let's go ahead and try to address the illegal operations that are going on in stores and shopping centers and all across the state and see if we can't, address that issue first and then go from there.
Yeah. It's just, there's always been a reluctance to do it. And, why is the AG doing it? You can't rely on some of the local DAs because they are politically tied to the situation and they're not going to crack down. But I once upon a time in this state, Representative, there was no apprehension there. It was not allowed. It was they sent a message. I find right now with the sort of approach the state takes to trying to enforce any sort of gambling prohibition, let's try it through the civil process, not the criminal process, there's a real reluctance to really crack down under the current statutes.
Yeah. I don't see, too much of anything being done at this point. It's obviously a problem. We got to see that last year and, a couple of the legislators toward the state looking at different places where stores were set up with machines and, we've all seen it, even in our districts, that kind of stuff going on. So really wish that we would step up the enforcement of that and address the issue at hand right now and then, try to resolve that before we move forward with anything else.
Well, wait and see on that. The other thing that's getting a lot of attention, and I kind of have a general understanding of it. The push for Alpha to have its own health insurance or health coverage, not necessarily health insurance, whatever you want to call it, health plan. What are you hearing out there? The House has it this week. Is that moving?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's got a lot of momentum. And I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm a co-sponsor on that bill. And I think that, anything that we can do to help our farmers and give them any relief we can. I mean, it's a proven fact we're losing farmers across the country, not just Alabama, quicker than ever. And I think we've got to address that and try to see what we can do to help them. And I think this is a viable option to try to help them.
Yeah, I hear the detractors. I guess it was either last week on Capital Journal, the proponents and the opponents. And look, I understand it's different than what, say, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or United have to do. They have to offer coverage on so many things. But the other point, I guess, to that would be, well, if you're not going to do this, if you're not going to allow Alpha to have their own program here, then what's your solution? And I don't hear that from the opposing side. I just hear Alpha plan bad. We shouldn't do it. Well, there's clearly a problem here that has to be addressed.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think you've had a lot of the legislators and leadership that have been encouraging the two primary, you know, people involved, which is Alpha and Blue Cross Blue Shield, to try to work out a compromise and try to come up with something and see if we could find a solution or a happy medium here. But I guess that still has not came to play, and, you know, I assume they're still working on that. But, you know, hopefully they will. There's got to be some middle ground to be found in helping our farmers and in this issue.
Representative, best of luck to you. I know it's going to be a war zone this week. Budgets are making their way through both chambers. I guess you got the general fund out of the way, but busy times. We'll catch up again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Y'all have a blessed day.
State Representative Shane Stringer there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FN Talk 106.5. And you gave me nothing.